saving money right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kidde Home Safety Products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are perfect for your living spaces, offering protection and peace of mind. Save big money on all Kidde products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Yeah, fuck me, Daddy. Yuck.
Hey everybody, you're listening to The Screw with Felicia Rose and A-Love.
What's up?
We are on season 3, episode 2. This feels like we've been talking for a long time, but nobody's listening.
Hey, let's keep it up.
Alright, yeah, let's. Actually, our last podcast was the most listened to. I think people just listened for the intro, though, because I said I was orgasming.
That's
in it.
True.
You
That's
guys
okay.
are dirty little piggy boys.
We know that,
and
though.
You obviously should be buying my jerk-off instruction videos
absolutely,
on my Minivids account.
I think they're on sale this week, right?
Everything's on sale this week, yeah. Yes. I don't normally dip things down that low, but I was like, you know what? Let me give people the opportunity to see my
I've seen
clitoris,
you, dance.
You know?
Dance. You definitely dip things down that low.
I do. Yeah. I don't. Well, yeah. I do and I don't, you We're, know? Well. I'm a dipper, but not an always dipper.
Wait, what are we talking about?
I have no clue.
Okay,
high.
Cool. Hey, welcome.
Yeah, so welcome. So if you guys don't already know, our show is about bringing nonchalance into the subject of sex. So we're trying to basically talk to anybody out there that wants to listen about sex and whether, you know, you listen because we have guests on that are talking about something naughty or you listen because we are... you know, doofuses that talk about Grundle, then either way, I think we have something for you.
Have we talked about
you,
Grundle? You know? Wait, is Grundle the same as taint?
Grundle is taint. Is okay. it not? I don't know. Listeners out there, correct us if we're ever wrong. Is yeah. Grundle taint?
Is taint Grundle?
I mean, I'm sure we could Google this, but...
It sounds like a...
Grundle is, I think, the term for taint.
It sounds like a town in the Shire.
What is the real name? It's like your perennial
area.
Perennial, yeah.
I think that just refers to the general all around the anus.
No, perennial, your perennial, your perineum, that's what it is. Your perineum is that piece of skin
oh, right.
that connects.
Yeah.
Because that's what shreds if you have a baby and you need to, like, and you rip your asshole or whatever.
Wow.
Yeah. Nonsense. I wonder if it happens the other way. If you have, like, a huge shit, does it rip it the other way?
Oh, bringing nonchalance to childbirth
not, not and shitting. Not that, obviously, you would know or, like, care.
Well, I definitely don't know the first one.
But that is an intriguing cover. I mean, that probably is disgusting.
I don't
disgusting.
Think I've ever shit
I don't
hard.
Think I ever. I'm going to fucking hard. Throw up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, welcome.
This is why we can't get sponsors for the show.
Because we talk about shit too much.
That's all right. You know what? Rather to be... yourself off the grid and poor.
Did you say beat yourself off of the grid?
No. Wait.
That's
be
fine
yourself.
Too.
Be yourself.
To beat or not to
beat. To beat or to be.
That is the question. So this week we are doing, once again, a non-formatted show because we don't have a guest and we're okay with that.
And it's boring to us.
Yeah, well, that too. Like, putting things in too much of a structure is, yeah. you know. But I know that people like structure because there's certain things that they want to listen to. So, yeah. going forward, we'll be a little more structured. But I think this is probably one of our yeah. last, like,
I mean,
beat-off
the
episodes.
Moaning and then silliness, getting stoned. I think we have themes that are present in every episode anyways.
Well, like, themes, yeah.
Well, formats, really.
Right.
Get horny.
Well,
get
if you're looking for
an
episode where we're going to sit here and, you know, thumb through certain topics with you, we're not doing that. We're just going to go all over the place with whatever's yeah. on our minds today. So, yeah. As many of you know, I was on the Conan podcast today, Keep It at 100, and that was super fun experience. But I honestly think that my promo at the end that I cut against Bitch Valentine
oh
was way cooler than the
That's
actual
so
interview.
Hot.
You thought
we
it
should have played it.
Do we play it?
I don't know. I think we should. It can be our week in wrestling slash
This is our
event.
Segment for week in
yeah,
wrestling.
So find that.
Well,
so
all right.
How
so
did the interview go, though?
I have to... Well, fuck the interview right okay. now. Let's talk about the fucking... The promo. So
oh, yeah.
I have to preface it by saying we cut promos back and forth on one another. And the last promo he cut... And also on... Like, there was a third party included at the time, which was J. George.
Right.
And Mitch didn't get the memo that I was single, so he kept cutting promos on J. George, including my name, and saying,
this is the one he wanted anal, right?
Yeah.
Or, like, thought you liked anal? I don't even know. It was
you're talking about my tweets. Yeah, he deleted that because he got buried, of course. Oh. So he's a little bitch. So anyway, so he cut a promo saying, like, oh, I busted a nut on the People's Tramp. Fake tits, and I'm like, bitch, shut
that
up.
That was the bullshit.
So then I had to respond, obviously.
Because that's like, what do you call it? Like slander.
Well, yeah, that's slanderous. I could take you to court over that. I mean, that is absolute bullshit. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows that these are fucking real. So, this is a promo I cut back on him if I can find it in my goddamn phone.
Pass that or what? Like,
I haven't actually taken a hit yet.
Oh, okay. It's all been pomp and circumstance.
Oh, you're such a little bitch sometimes. All right, let's see. Wait, why isn't my phone scrolling? Like, Jesus Christ. This is what happens when you have an old janky phone.
Accepting free iPhone whatevers.
Yeah, what the fuck? The last time I actually got my iPhone 6, I sold a year's worth of nudes for it.
See, I should start managing your promotions, too. I feel like we could get you more free shit if we, like really just...
I mean, people offer it all the time, and then, like, either it doesn't show up or I forget. Whatever.
That's true.
I can't. I have to.
I think you got a new phone once and took like another 3 weeks to do anything with it,
yeah,
even though
well,
your other phone was like
dick.
Broken in half.
I have an attachment to my current phone always. All right, so this is the promo that I cut.
Listen up, you clueless motherfucker. Next time you want to spew my name out your damn lips, you better at least get your facts straight. I am 100% real motherfucking woman, and I have the back problems to prove I've been carrying around these 25-pound tits for the last 17 motherfucking years. Also, everyone knows I'm too cum-hungry to waste a good load on my tits. Maybe if you didn't live under a fucking rock, you'd actually be successful. Oh, and one more thing. I am 100% single. That's right. Free bird, free agent, and I still am unwilling to touch your cock with any of my holes. Mitch, back the fuck up before I have to punish you like all the other little bitches that ride my coattails.
Oof. Yeah, so that was that, and they all like popped for that, so that was cool.
Yeah.
And they said that I buried everybody and that I'm cutting better promos than them, so fuck them all.
Yeah. I mean, you know. Legit.
Yeah, I cut better promos.
Yeah.
Just say it. You could say
Put it
into words. Tell me, A-Love, about my promos.
I mean, I'm still getting over my orgasm from listening to that one. So, I mean...
I love you.
There's
love
nothing
that.
Hotter than...
I make you my cheerleader.
A strong-willed female.
You were going to say bitch.
No, I was not.
You could say bitch.
No.
Listen, bitch is my word. I am a bitch, and I am the bitch, and I...
No,
bitches.
You're so much more than that, though. Like, you are, like, this strong, empowered force, and, like, you can... Like, when you smack down fucking ignorant men, it's a boner for all of us. I'm just saying.
I feel like people are scared of me, though, because then they think that, like, I'm gonna...
Good, then be scared. Maybe you won't fucking slut shame the next time your name comes into their head.
I love you. Yeah, fuck that shit. Yeah, speaking of slut shaming, no, I got nothing. Nobody's been slut shaming me.
Nobody's been slut... See?
No, it's nice.
Yeah,
see? No, we can't slut shame a slut. The name is the goddamn People's Tramp. Call me a whore all you want, like... You're actually telling me my life is cooler than it actually is.
I love that you're the People's Tramp. You're an advocate for us tramps everywhere. It's
so I haven't had sex in a few weeks, so that's not...
What's that been about?
I've been single, and I don't know how to get back into having sex with people.
You
like I do. I do know how. Like,
yeah.
I get it.
Right.
It's not... I get
you,
the steps.
You remember the mechanics. Okay.
Yeah, but, like, it's so weird. New York is so, like... saturated with just available dick. My Tinder is stupid. For every right swipe I get, you know, 10 out of 10 are right swiping me. So, like, my options are stupid large, and I just I don't know where to start.
You need to start fucking queer men. Like, explicitly queer men. That would be
fun. There's no Tinder for that.
Well, come on, get on it.
I try
you
to.
Fucking apps, people.
Yeah.
Let's go.
We've asked 85 times if people that make apps could, like, give us a hookup, but they don't want
We need
to,
something
to.
That is more pan-friendly out there. And
yeah,
if there is
then,
something,
but
please,
then,
like...
creeps go on it.
Yeah,
like,
well, creeps stick to, like, the dark center of the Twitterverse, okay?
I guess I should just use my FetLife and, like, stop being such a pussy about it. But.
Yeah, you should. What are you afraid of?
Well, I originally shut it down after the face fuck me Finn thing happened, because then I've never been viral before, so nobody's ever like been like, let me look Felicia Rose up on FetLife. So I was nervous somebody would find it, and like, and there was nudes on it, so like I just shut it down.
Oh, that makes sense.
And then I was in a relationship, and so I didn't like care about that part.
There's gotta be something better than FetLife. I really don't like that app or the
reality. They don't have an app. Not they only app, have a website. That's half of the problem.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah, that's what I meant. Their website is just, yeah.
It's very old school message boardy.
And it's too, like, explicitly fetishy. Like, is there a softer version? Something, like, for, like, the kink, like, gentle? I don't know.
Well, you can't. You can write that you're vanilla on there.
Yeah, but nobody vanilla is on there. That's the problem.
Well, then more people vanilla should sign up.
That's right. Not that I'm, like, saying vanilla. I just mean, like, intermediate.
Intermediate. Well, in my experience, that's not the case. But, like, you have Grindr, so stop talking about your experience, you little bitch.
Well, that's true.
We don't have Grindr. We don't have bathroom stalls. We don't have those things. We meaning, like, the queer general masses, specifically identifying as female and obviously trying to navigate through, like, the bisexual slash heterosexual territory, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Like if I want to get a, you know, a deep dicking, I can get on Tinder and just hit up any old straight boy or whatever, that's but, true. Like, that's not going to always give me that, like, experience like you're talking about. Like, the one I would get if I found somebody on, like, FetLife.
Some, like, nice transcendental.
Transcendental?
Wait, how do you say that? Trans, what's that? The, like,
Trans Symphony Orchestra?
No. Like tantric, like mind bending kind of sexual experiences. Oh, that's transcendental.
Transcendentalism.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, I'm not trying to like reach a new fucking like level in my life. But like,
remember back when like people would take a day to fuck? Like it was like a nice marathon kind of thing.
Yeah, like, I could like, use like a hold up for like a 2 day.
Yeah.
That'd be nice. Like
message us. We're looking for this experience. Yeah,
I'm clearly horny and don't have. Yeah, I've literally jerked off to a Scientology documentary the other day.
Didn't mean to. You need to elaborate because
I don't want to elaborate.
No, okay.
There's something about David Miscavige that I hate him so much. Like I just thought about like power fucking him in the ass with a strap on, and then like jerked off to that idea because I've been in a super dommy mood.
Not the whole like aliens impregnated humans. Thing or whatever.
Like the Miscavige guy is such a piece of fucking trash, and he like beats up people, and he's like shorter than me. Like I want to beat his ass and like make him my little bitch.
I hope the days of Scientology
and not in a good way.
I hope the days are numbered. That like whole
Have you ever seen the Leah Remini thing?
Yeah, like the TV show. Somebody recently just like also came out with their experience.
Well, no, I know more and more people like as they're still filming the show, they get calls all the time of like, hey, I want to defect or whatever they call it, and like
you know what they used
to suppressive person or whatever.
You know what they used to do in Boston? They used to come around and ask people in the street, "Do you like movies?" And like my friend at the time was like, "Do not say yes." I'm like, "But I do like movies." Like we're not going to watch something on Scientology.
What a silly way to get people! Like, oh my god, it's so.
I mean, kind of so effective. Crazy. Like that's why I always like the idea of what's your favorite fetish as a conversation starter in the street. Like,
what's your favorite fetish? Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So we just went into Scientology as a topic. That was fucking weird. I can't wait to write that in our fucking thing. All right, let's open up the mailbag for the week think that we did get actually a lot of questions. It looks like you got more than I did, but
me?
About me.
Oh yeah.
Well, I mean, I read our emails and some of them look like they're addressed to you, so I'm just gonna read them.
Yeah, you should just read them.
All right, this is the first one. Have you ever been double penetrated? Is it hard to do? Does it? This is the best part. Does it make me gay to push my cock against someone else's? So this was addressed to neither of us. It was just to the inbox.
Those are all really good questions. Wait, what was the first part?
Have you ever been double penetrated?
Me? No, I am not. Like, we were talking about the intermediate. Like, I am, like, the step right below the intermediate.
Well, you're also not a super bottom,
not a super bottom, but I admire it.
Now, when I have a question. Do you consider double penetration, like, for a female, one in each hole or two in the same?
I mean, I've always thought it was two in the same, but, like, I think it could go...
It's also referred to for both, right?
Yeah, wait, is there another term for, like one in each hole?
I always thought it was DP.
I did too.
But then I also thought too Nichol was DP.
Yeah.
I mean, listen.
Wait, does that mean you
can get... The skin between your asshole and your pussy is so fucking, like, right. thin anyways. Like, your cock is still rubbing up again. And your balls are still slapping together, typically.
I think if you look up double penetration porn, it's two dicks in one vagina. Like, if you're, like searching for that, like...
So, I think it's sometimes one in each.
Hmm.
Well, whatever. I've done neither. I've attempted in vaginally, because I can't even get one dick in my ass. Like, that's stupid. So, I've attempted it vaginally, but I also can sometimes barely get one dick in my vagina, especially depending on the day.
Yeah.
Like there's probably one or two days a month where I have, it's completely easy, but, like, most of the time, my pussy's like a trap door. You gotta, like, knock on that shit to get it. Especially a bit, like, I don't really take
pussy
small
don't
cocks.
Trap me now.
But, like, when it's especially a big cock, like, it sometimes takes, like, a good working in. Like, a lot of saliva.
a good working in.
And, like, I could be wet as fuck, but that shit is still a trap door. I don't know. But,
trap
you know.
Trap door. I love
I've tried two doors. Dicks in there, and it didn't work, so I just kind of laughed and moved on.
Okay, what's the second part of the question?
Is it hard to do? We sort of already addressed that.
Yeah, I mean, logistically, also, I've double penetrated on the top side before, and, like, the first time I did it, it's just... Like, I guess depending upon how relaxed the person
can be.
The
position can be really awkward, too.
Yeah, super, like, and it's also the curvature of each individual penis.
Yeah,
like,
that's probably why it didn't work.
I think two nice, really straight penises can be easy for, like, a bottom to, like, or a vagina, even for that matter, to be able to squat on. Whereas if, like, the curves
are... I had a dildo and a dick in me at the same time. Because, like, I pushed it in. Because I was, like, I probably had been fucked, like, five times that
night.
That's
been, like,
catch
and traction. I've been noticing that trend.
Well, because it feels really good to have, like, a vibrating dick against another dick.
Yeah.
It's almost like wearing a cock ring, but even better, because it's against the whole shaft. You know what I mean?
That's awesome.
I've only been able to, like, pull it off, like, once or twice.
Yeah.
With, like, yeah. Does it make me gay to push my cock? No. First of all, I think it's super hot when two dudes' dicks are against each other and they're straight. Like, that's extra hot. Like, because now you're walking into queer territory without any kind of, like, we don't need to label it as queer. We don't need to put words on it. But, like, it's still a queer act, in my opinion. Like, obviously, a typical heterosexual act wouldn't be two penises colliding together in any kind of way. However... It doesn't have to mean one thing or the other. It's just a really sexy act where it's almost like you're still being super masculine because you're overpowering this person, whether it's a guy or a woman. But at the same time, you're also willing to do this somewhat emasculating act, which is to put your cock against another dude's. And also it feels good. So it's like you can't even, like, straight dudes, like, they can't even admit it, but it feels fucking amazing. You know what I mean?
So I want to address your use of the word act, which is exactly what was thinking in my head. We need to, like, start differentiating.
Thank
you. between, like, this idea of sexuality and sex acts.
Right. Exactly.
Like, even just this idea of identity around sex acts do not create the identity. Just top and bottom, like,
your prostate
identity,
exists,
like,
men, and it just because you like getting that shit pounded doesn't make you gay.
Do what you like to do, and then your, like, romantic / partnerships in life are your own making of whatever level of your sexuality you want to have in that relationship, do that. But, like, this very binary thinking has got to go. Yeah. It's not doing anybody any service. It
acts
just
do not equate to
and
sexuality
shame.
At exactly. all. And you can do whatever the fuck you want, and it doesn't have to mean anything.
Don't let anybody label you. Like, fuck that.
However, if you do like queer acts and or identify as a queer boy, holler at your girl. Hey. I should say person. Because that goes for everybody. I also need some fucking pussy on my face, because it's been goddamn too long. Hey. All right, next question from our mailbag. Do you smoke weed while getting fucked?
Mm.
Do
I
you?
Think that was for you.
Nah, it's for both of us. We smoke a lot of weed on the show.
Specifically not while, like, fucking, but, like, definitely, like, while getting a blowjob is pretty hot. And then, like, you know... If the dude is into it, obviously, again, consent-based reality, but, like, blowing the smoke, like, down into their face, like, while they're, like, sucking my dick, and then they have to inhale through their nose because that's how they're breathing.
Oof.
Yeah.
You just, like, torturing people. I Yes. My favorite is when I have to ash. I'm like, what do I do with this? Like, yeah. If I'm not at ashtray level. Well, I used to.
If you're with a super sub, though, it's
my
really
bed
easy.
Used to be on the. Yeah, no shit. My bed used to be on the floor, but I'm the super sub. But yeah, I don't want ashes all over my titties and stuff. But my bed used to be on the floor, so like I would get fucked and be smoking a blunt and right. like try to ash it, and then I'd like be like. Like it'd be like like trying to like move to the
I'm
ash.
You haven't had a house fire.
I know, probably not a good idea. Don't do that at home. but yeah, yes, I love getting my pussy eaten while I'm smoking a blunt. That's like probably my favorite thing in the world because there's nothing more like powerful than just like sitting back and just yes. smoking a
oh
blunt.
Oh my god, I had another
and having that. Someone service me. You know what I mean? And like and then like shove their face down a little bit more. You know, it's just so nice.
Especially if they've brought the weed. Like, for the no, sole purpose.
You think I fuck dudes and chicks that don't bring weed? Get out of here.
That's true.
You ain't fucking
that's
unless you bring a bag.
That's what I've been fucking up.
But yeah, when I'm having sex, I've done that more with my latest partner. Like, definitely did a lot of sex and smoking stuff where we'd, like, pass blunts back to one another while, like, boning, which was kind of entertaining, so.
That's hot.
But yeah, I mean, if I can't light up a blunt in the middle of sex, like, well, the other thing is I've also, like, I'm talking marathon sex, too, specifically. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or sometimes I'll start, like, I'll be smoking and then it just happens to happen that I'm having sex eventually. But yeah, like, especially if, like, we're talking, like, a 3-hour session, which is what I, like, prefer, mm-hmm. I'd need to obviously smoke at some point, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
And, like, riding a dick and smoking
blunts. It's way more fun, like, when people are like, are you into foreplay? My mind bends at that question. It's like 95% of your sex should be foreplay, by the way.
Yeah, but you have to remember, there's some people that are so submissive that they want, like, attack sex. They want, like, random, spontaneous, pull my pants down and fuck me sex.
All right, okay, fine, but, like, if you're having that kind of sex, then that's a scene. Fine, a scene. I mean, like, we're talking about, like, marathon sex, right? And if you're having marathon sex... Like, and the idea is marathon sex, even with that scene, you should be, like, ready to chill in between, smoke a few blunts, get lunch, you know, whatever.
Well, yeah, you have to, like, keep up your fluids and your, like, your fuel, for sure.
Absolutely. What's the next question?
Does Felicia have a fetish for fucking wrestlers? How many has she? Okay.
Well, that's a direct question. We knew that question was going to come someday.
I don't have a fetish for fucking wrestlers. That's kind of rude. Mm. I just so happen to be inundated with the world of wrestling. And so what happens is that people that end up in my circle of, you know, humans to fuck end up sometimes being workers.
What about, like, when people would ask you about, like, your signs actually seemingly soliciting, like, sex with wrestlers?
I mean, no. Usually it was either just me, like, being goofy or, yeah, like, sexualizing a wrestler, but that doesn't mean
you
I
really
want to have,
like,
sex with a wrestler.
You really like alliteration. I have to say this about you, that, like, any opportunity to be dirty and use alliteration, like, you're all
I mean,
over
think
it.
About my signs. We had a lot of Finn signs, specifically, yeah, which were...
A lot of F rhymings with that.
Fine, exactly. But, like, so we had, like, Face fuck me Finn, finger blast me,
that one
finish on my face, and, like, awaiting the res erection, like, things like that. But, like, after those signs, I don't have many signs that have the wrestler's name on it. You know what I mean? Like, it was, no flips, just fist me. It was, like, you know, plays, like, a play on,
play
words.
On words.
It wasn't necessarily. It was, like, a filthy play on words as, like, a...
Well, that gives you more, like, general territory, right? So, the point is, this is not about fucking wrestlers.
Well, that's not about fucking wrestlers. And for people that obviously saw that I was dating a worker, and maybe they knew I dated another one or whatever, you know, whatever they know, whatever their knowledge is of, like, my history... If you think about it, I've only been with however many people in the last few years, 3 years or whatever, and out of those people, you know, I was in a relationship for, like, almost 2 years out of that, and so, like, there hasn't been that many people, and the ratio of wrestlers is high because that's who I'm around.
Right, your social network, right, when we, like... People date coworkers all the time,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Like, I mean, like, who are you hanging out with? It's like,
right? Like, it dropped in the locker room the other day that I was fucking single, and it was like flies on shit. It's like, well, what? Like, yeah, those are my options. If that's what's in my DMs, you know what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
And like, no, that's not. No, I don't fetishize it. I have not. It has nothing to do with wrestling. It just so happens to be those are the people I'm around.
I mean, if you wanted to fetishize, I'm more.
But yeah, and that's the other thing. There's nothing wrong with that. Like, yeah. if my goal was to go out and fuck wrestlers, the more power to me, hell and yeah. everybody should stand behind me and support me because I'm female. Hear me fucking roar. However, fuck yeah. at the end of the day, I don't. That's not me. So I don't want to like. I don't want to give people the impression that like, ooh, I am that girl because that's not me. And like, you're not gonna get awesome backstage locker room dirty right. horse stories out of me, unfortunately.
Yeah. And there's no blow up doll of some like male wrestler like sitting around in your room.
Yeah, maybe a cock mold, but
is that? Oh my god.
Huh. No, but one of them asked me to make one once, and I was like, you're funny. But anyway, so like, yeah. Regardless, my answer is this: it's none of your fucking business. However, I do date wrestlers. I just so happen to know wrestlers. But I also don't just date wrestlers. And lately, I'm all set. So that's my current answer. My previous answer was whatever, it's not your business. My current answer is no thank you. No bueno.
That's awesome. Do we have any more questions up on here?
And then somebody said how many? Fuck oh, you. Yeah, that's not many? Your business. Please. Do you and A-Love fuck? Which was to me.
I feel like we've like addressed that before.
How many times are we going to address this? Please listen to like our podcast.
But I also think like we always answer it kind of vaguely. But and that's okay.
It's just also funny that like people interact with wanting their questions answered, but then they don't actually listen for answers. So
yeah.
Okay, so our answer is that we do not have sex currently. But we're always around during each other's sexual acts, so it's like we have sex. I consider sex like a broad spectrum of things, like because you know, because I have heterosexual sex and lesbian sex, like I don't necessarily, you know, subscribe to kind of putting things in a certain category as far as like, oh, this sex act is not like fully sex. Like, no, that could be sex to like two chicks. You know what I mean? So like, fuck off. I don't care about what that means. A-Lovin and I are typically around each other.
I think we share in each other's sexuality a lot. And I think that's a better way to describe it. Like,
well, you're a voyeur and I'm an exhibitionist, so.
Yeah. I mean, and you've, like, definitely made me, like, tap into my exhibitionist side a little bit more. And, like, my experiences with somebody who is very exhibitionist themselves, like, has also, like, made me more curious about what that means.
True, yeah. I like both. I am just a bad exhibitionist when it comes to, like, I don't like being naked, so
right.
people often, like, you know, I get ruled out in that whole thing.
I just want to be, like, 1,000% certain that somebody wants me to exhibit for them. Like, I, like, wish people could wear, like, some... I mean, I know that there's probably some hanky code for this, but, like, something that, like, shows, like, whether you're an exhibitionist and voyeur that we could use in, like, a nonverbal social codes, like a hanky that somebody could wear or a button, like, E and V, and, like, only people in that community...
I'm sure that exists.
Like, how awesome would that be? Because then all you people who, like, put that on people who are not into it, like, on the train and stuff, like, you could have
a whole... Oh, you mean, like, in public, yeah. Not, like, at a sex party.
No, I mean, in any scene, right? Because, like, people are constantly voyeur. I mean, I see girls and guys check each other out all the time, too. Like, this isn't a queer phenomenon, so, like...
Yeah, but they might be checking each other out because they're interested in it.
Sure, like, but sometimes, like, you notice the girls throw their shoulders back a little
but
bit.
But I would be and, creeped like, out if people were wearing V's on them and were staring well, okay, at me so when I'm not in the mood to be stared well, that's at. True. Yeah, maybe, no thank you. I take away maybe this, it
can,
your button.
Maybe it could light up.
You're an idiot. We're moving on to the next question. You fucking terrible human. This one's for me again. Nobody wants to know questions about you. Good. I'm sorry.
Let me remain this. What did I call it earlier? What did I say I was like earlier?
I don't know. I'm supposed to listen when you talk. See, exactly. That's oh, man. All right. How many dudes have you fucked since you've been single? Nope. Not answering that question. That's cute.
I feel like somebody, like, is trying to, like, get information. I don't know.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. A little spies. Well, that, everybody knows I'm not going to answer that. That's ridiculous. I don't answer those kind of questions, because then it puts people, it like blows up people's spots and stuff. Like, it's just rude.
And what's with the numbers game? Like, that's a whole other form of shut
300.
Like, right.
Shut up.
Like, what difference does it make?
Yeah, I refilmed the movie 300, and it was me and 300 dudes.
The only exception I would say, if you want to actually know that answer because it's your fetish or want somebody to, like, exaggerate that number for you, like, slip that, like, question in a DM and be like, hey, it'd be really hot if
that
you,
goes
like,
on many vids,
right,
whatever. After you make a purchase,
right, fair enough, sorry, Beatrice. Felicia Raw many vids stuff.
Somebody said, do you think selling nudes will impact your ability to grow professionally in wrestling or other jobs?
Ooh.
Well, now you're assuming I have another job, which I do not, and I do not on purpose, because I'm un-Googleable. You cannot Google me, my first, middle, or last name without problematic things coming up. And so I decided at some point that no longer mattered.
Yeah.
And so I was going to do my thing. And that's why I went on to many vids, which I explained last time. And no, I don't think that it's hurting my wrestling anything. I mean, I'm not trying to make it to WWE. I'm trying to enjoy myself as a manager, talk a little shit on a microphone, have cool opportunities, travel around, get people over that can't talk on the mic, give people some help if they think that I can help them in some way, and you know put myself over and just have a good time doing it, you know, like that's my whole goal. And I think that having a dichotomy of being a sex worker and a wrestling personality, if you will, I think that there's nothing wrong with that. I think sex and wrestling go hand in hand, and it doesn't have to be separate. I mean, I'm not out there at a family-friendly show showing off my nipples, you know what I mean? And I'm not out at an R-rated show doing that either, but, you know, like, I've got
X-rated show booking.
Well, I have, you know, and then I'm going to be a little more over the top, and that's okay, but I wouldn't have gotten that X-rated, the Pro Wrestling After Dark show that I'm booked on in November. I wouldn't have...
November what?
I think it's 19th, but I wouldn't have gotten that booking if it wasn't for the fact that, you know, I am X-rated, so...
Yeah.
But I also got booked at SWF, which is another promotion out of New Jersey, which is connected to Pro Wrestling After Dark, and they're the family-friendly version, and aww. I was very family-friendly when
wholesome
I came out.
Felicia.
I came out to that, I taste just like candy. It was cute. I liked
Wait,
it.
Wait, that's a wholesome song?
Well, I'm sorry, if your 7-year-old knows that you're talking about your pussy, like... And I didn't pick the song. The wrestlers picked the song. Like, listen, I am a very, like, I check ahead of time that I'm not going to get in trouble. I always do. I still get in trouble sometimes. Not cool. But I always check ahead of time because I never want to disappoint or ruin my opportunity to come back. You know what I mean?
That's fair.
There's a difference between heat and go-away heat. Heat is what you get when you checked with the promoter first to make sure you can say it. Right. Go-away heat is when you do something you shouldn't have done and you never asked anybody to do it to begin with.
Got it.
And it's something that's a little too much or crosses a line or a boundary somewhere.
Where is my notepad?
I mean, you can listen to this podcast at iTunes. At the Scroop.
That's
idiot.
True. Oh my god. We're capturing
up our
my
numbers,
lessons.
Dumbo.
Got it.
I love you. Everybody's gonna be like, she's such a badge, but I love that, like, every time we pop off, there's like a siren or like a horn.
I know.
I can't even. Earlier I said like pussy and like there was a horn outside. I can't.
It's like New York nature's way of censoring out certain words.
I can't even. Alright, so what's up next coming up for the Scroop? Do you have anything on the agenda, Mr. Calendar?
Oh my gosh, so we should be filming in the next couple weeks our first visual segment for The Screw.
On the streets.
And hopefully that's going to go down, you know. We can, like, kind of, like, harass Much Obliged to help us on this podcast right now, so, you know.
They're not listening.
Exactly.
Yeah, so we're gonna be interviewing, if all goes well, we'll be interviewing a dom.
Professional.
A professional dom that, works with people to not only just give them, you know, fulfill their needs of fetishes and all that, but also works with people to... you know, get over some of their hang-ups and whatnot in sex.
Yeah.
So it's almost like sex therapy in a way. It's like
that's
another
really nice.
Way to utilize that. So I think that's really cool. I can't wait to meet with him and maybe see a little demonstration.
Nice.
So definitely stay tuned. That should be coming out in the next couple weeks. And then from there, we'll have more regular On the Street segments.
Yeah.
But until then, check us out, obviously, every week here on iTunes. And also, wherever you download your RSS feed, that should be available. If it's not, let me know, and I'll try to make it available for you to listen to. And be sure to... Obviously, you can't hear this, then. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. And be sure to follow us on Instagram. It's at The Screw Podcast. And if you have any questions, you can email us at screwpodcast@gmail.com. And or just, you know, hit us up directly. We never obviously out you unless you say you want your name written because... You know, written. You want your name written?
Disclosed.
We're not on a written thing. Like, what am I talking about? Jesus Christ!
Type it up right now.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay,
officially speaking for the day. So hit us up. We love you all. Thank you guys for listening.
Peace.
Check us out. Coming up soon. Buy my shit on ManyVids. Love it.
Bye.